Ah, yes. Welcome to Velvet Owl Watches Baywatch Nights, so you don't have to. An offshoot of Velvet Owl Watches Movies, so you don't have to. Instead of watching movies, I watch episodes of Baywatch Nights. So these are sort of like bonus episodes that I do, just because I had to switch over to bi-weekly for my film podcast. But since Baywatch Nights episodes are, like, half the time, I can just fire them off. And it was a good way to kind of give me a break from some of these, like, awful movies. So instead of watching an awful movie, I watch an awful show. Yes, whatever. It's episode 15, Thief in the Night. Which I'm guessing is about a thief that operates mostly at night, as most thieves do. And, you know, David Hasselhoff is going to stop the thief in the night. Not in the day, because otherwise they'd have to do this on Baywatch days. Which, you know, the majority of Baywatch nights takes place during the day. So the title has been, like, annoying me. I wish it was just simply, like, what David Hasselhoff does in the nighttime after he's done being a lifeguard. But yeah, so this episode, at least part of it, will take place in the nighttime. So, enough dilly-dallying, let me hit play. Okay, I'm gonna dilly-dally some more, because I really don't want to hit play! I'm just kidding. Some of these episodes are actually kind of fun, so let's hope this is one of the fun ones. So we start off in the nighttime, and we see the thief. The thief in the night! And they're scuba diving and sneak upon a yacht, and go to the safe, and crack the safe, and then, what's this? The thief is a woman! Ha! Oh, I bet you didn't see that coming. Oh, we got a woman thief in the night. It's like Catwoman. I'm currently going through, like, Ed Brubaker's, like, Catwoman run, and it's fantastic. And I have a feeling that Thief in the Night isn't going to be quite as fantastic as these Catwoman comics, but who knows? Maybe Baywatch Nights can surprise me. And then we get the theme song. After the night, someone's gonna die. I still wish that the line was, after this days, the someone. I don't even. Whatever. Let's move beyond the theme song. And so David Hasselhoff is doing his day job in the lifeguard, because sometimes he still does that in between his detective agency. When does he really find time to sleep? Like, during the days, he's a lifeguard. In the evenings, he's a detective agent. And at night, oh, he's getting his Hasselhoff on. Assumedly. We don't see it very often, but I know he's doing it. He's doing it and doing it and doing it well. So, but he gets a call from Angie Harmon that he's got to go meet the client, because she has to go to some women's conference and give a lecture on why being a woman detective sucks. And so he's like, okay, yeah, I'll go over there straight from my job. And he's changing, you know, shirtless when the client comes in. And she's like super hoity-toity, like rich lady. And I'm not just being like, you know, stereotypical of like, oh, she's hoity-toity and all that. David Hasselhoff shakes her hand, and she wipes it onto, like, a napkin. She's so, like, hoity-toity, she can't have David Hasselhoff's germs on her. Like, oh, ugh. And then she sees that he's wearing socks with no shoes, like, I don't want to be here, but I need a detective. Because someone's robbing the yachts, and we can't have the publicity from the police. And since the thief is coming from the water, we gotta go with the detective that's also a lifeguard. But I don't want to be here. And after Hasselhoff accepts the job, she's walking out as quickly as she can. She bumps into Garner. And though she doesn't come out and say it, you know that she's thinking, stay away from me, N-word. You know what? I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that stance that she's also racist. If she can't handle Hasselhoff's germs, because he's beneath her, then I think she's also going to be a racist. And she's probably already calling, like, whoever's in charge of the yacht club. Like, I had to touch a Negro. And I... Don't take the job, Hasselhoff. I know you guys need the money because you'd never get paid. Like, three quarters of your cases, you guys don't get paid. So, I guess sometimes you just have to compromise your morals and do some dirty work for the money. Once Gardner sees the check that the hoity-toity lady cut, he's all like, yeah, she can call me the N-word all she wants. Okay, he doesn't say that, but I think he would think that if, you know, the whole racism was out in the open. But it's not, so it's kind of just headcanon right now. And so they go to talk to the security guard over at the yacht place, and someone's watching them. This lady in a bikini with a haircut, kind of looks like Catwoman's haircut in, like, these comics I'm reading. So, I don't know. I don't know if I'm projecting right now, but it seems like they really are setting her up to be Catwoman. And yes, she is the thief because she's taking photos of them, and she says, upon seeing David Hasselhoff, hey, handsome. Maybe I can mix business with pleasure. Meanwhile, Hasselhoff finds a clue. It's a tag from a scuba tank. So whoever robbed the yacht, was a scuba diver. Which I thought they kind of had, like, figured, since, like, they know, like, the attacks are coming from the water. But it's a tag for a certain type of scuba tank. So that's where they're gonna check, like, you know, did you sell a scuba tank to anyone suspicious lately? Meanwhile, the thief, she goes to meet her fencer, or whoever it is, who's going to buy the diamonds from her. But he's trying to undercut her, like, $40,000, and she's like, no! And they kind of, like, bargain up and forth, and she holds, like, strong, and $75,000 it is. And then a couple more jobs, and then she's out of it. But the fence guy, he's like, why would you want to? You're good at this. We can hit up the entire world! Which, wow, this guy is ambitious. like, okay, I can understand, like, let's keep hitting this one area. Let's move up the coast. But he's like, do you know how many marinas there are in the world? Like, I would have thought, like, just branching out and hitting the entire country would have been, like, ambitious. But he's talking the world. And, you know, it's really bugging me. So I'm going to try to ramble while I IMDb this. Because I don't know who this girl is that's playing the cat thief. But she looks really familiar. And again, it might just be like my mind's connecting her with Catwoman. Because I'm reading these Catwoman comics. Yeah, I'm going to pause while I look at this. Because it's moving very slowly for me. Well, I checked her IMDb page, and over the course of 30 years, she has 5 credits. And one of them's like a music video. She was in Single White Female as Exotic Applicant. So, yeah. And that's her, like... So, this Baywatch Nights episode is kind of like the high point of her career. But she did marry the owner of a pizzeria. So, I guess she doesn't need to really work. She can just live off that pizza money. And so, David Hasselhoff's on the beach when Donna DeErico comes by. And she strips out of her dress. Oh, yeah. But no. She's not in her underwear. She's in a bathing suit. And not a bikini. A bathing suit. Like, the one piece. Because she's gonna train to be a lifeguard. And she runs off. At regular speed, so she hasn't fully learned that you're supposed to run at slow motion, but I'm sure Hasselhoff will teach her the ways, because he's Hasselhoff, he will be her mentor. Meanwhile, and I guess this is probably like foreshadowing or like easing into the fact that she's gonna end up being on Baywatch Days as a lifeguard. So, I don't know. I guess this early on they decided, like, okay, we're gonna... A few episodes in, we gotta work her into the regular Baywatch because she's hot and we want to keep her, and the show probably will not last. And so, now back over at the office, Photo Boy is just being annoying and wants to be part of the case, and Angie Harmon doesn't want him around because he's annoying as fuck. But then Garner comes by with, like, a whole box of, like, papers and stuff. So, hey, Photo Boy, you want to help the case? Go through these papers. Yeah, this probably will take you all day. And this will leave us from not having to do, like, the shitty part of our job. So that's a good use of Photo Boy. Have him do the shitty parts you don't want to do. And Hasselhoff, he's in his truck, and he's still, like, on lifeguard duty because he's not wearing his brown Adidas bomber jacket. That's how you know. That's how you know, like, if he's on the case or not, is if he has that bomber jacket on, which I fucking love. I want that bomber jacket so bad. They're fucking expensive as hell, so I'm not going to buy one anytime soon. But, that would be so cool. I'm going to get that one year, and that will be my Halloween costume, and people will be like, what are you supposed to be? I'm David Hasselhoff in Baywatch Nights. I don't know if he wears the bomber jacket on Baywatch Days, but he wears it on Baywatch Nights, and it is awesome. But, you know, he's backing his truck up when the thief, she comes by, and, oh, the oldest scam in the book. Well, I don't know if it's the oldest, but one of the oldest, she pretends that he backs into her. Oh, well, she took a dive, and, you know, he's like, I'm going to let you off with a warning, because, you know, it's your fault, which it was her fault, but, you know, the state is going to look at it differently if it goes to court, and they're going to side with her, because she's a pedestrian, and you're Hasselhoff, and they're going to try to take you down. Don't let the court take you down, Hasselhoff. But as repayment for letting her off with a warning, she invites him to dinner. I'm not really sure how this works, and I don't know how Hasselhoff, other than, you know, the fact that he's probably got a raging boner now, doesn't see through it. Like, oh, you hit me with your truck! Can I make you dinner? What?! Okay, Hasselhoff, I mean, I understand you're a fucking Hasselhoff, and everyone wants to bone you, but you seriously don't see through this facade? I would be ashamed in you, Hasselhoff, but truthfully, I probably would fall for it too. Pretty girl wants to buy me dinner. I don't care how suspicious it seems. Anyone wants to buy me dinner. I don't care how suspicious it is. I like free dinner. So Hasselhoff has a plan to catch the thief. He's going to swim underwater until the thief shows up. Which certainly is a plan. But it almost works. Because the thief does show up. But she manages to get away from him. Of course, Hasselhoff doesn't realize the thief is a woman. And he's telling his cohort, Angie Harmon and Garner. He's like, I'll catch him. I'll just chase after him. Because, you know, only men could be thieves, right, Hasselhoff? You gotta think outside the box, man. But she manages to elude him and got enough of a head start to change out of the scuba gear and into some sexy nighttime lingerie. And she pretends that, you know, oh, she heard some noise and thought it might be the thief. And Hasselhoff's like, well, I'm not the thief, except the thief of your heart. Oh, yeah. I'm not sure why I went to an, oh, yeah. There, so, but he tells Angie Harmon and Garner, like, okay, well, I didn't catch him. Search is over. I'm going to hang out with a friend for the night. And friend is code for he's gonna bang someone. Because the gardener knows what the code is. And Angie Harmon, you know she's a little disappointed because she wants to be the one banging Hasselhoff. But it's just not gonna be. And so Hasselhoff puts on the charm, wins over the lady, or she might just be faking it so he doesn't suspect anything. I don't know. But even though doesn't come out and say it, I think they banged. So, of course, since Hasselhoff is a good detective, though, he does have the thief's name run through credit back checks. Credit back checks. Yes, that too. I don't know. This is the 90s, so I don't know if he could get her credit score. But, you know, the background checks, and everything's come up clean. So, everything's good for him. He's going to go have a lobster dinner with her. And Angie Harmon's like, you're an idiot. She's still a suspect. Yeah, her name's not cleared, but yeah, she can swim. And she might be lying to you because, you know, the thief's not going to come out and tell you, I'm a thief. But Hasselhoff's like, oh, I think you're just jealous. And Angie Harmon's like, fuck you. She doesn't use those words, but that's her attitude, and she smushes a sandwich on Hasselhoff's chest. And, you know, Hasselhoff, I think he's still blinded, and he's going to go have that lobster dinner, and he's going to bang her and say, oh, yeah, you're definitely not the thief. But she's the thief in the night, as the title tells us. Now, Hasselhoff and the thief go swimming. I'm not sure if this is before or after the lobster dinner. Hopefully before, because, you know, you're supposed to wait like an hour after you eat a lobster dinner before you go swimming. But, you know, Hasselhoff, he's all like, yeah, things are good. And then he sees, uh-oh, she's got a defogger that's used by deep sea divers. Wait a minute. She told him that she can't deep sea dive. Because she has some sort of ear condition. Now Hasselhoff is thinking, was Angie Harmon right? Did this broad just lie to me? And then he gets a call from Garner. And they were doing some investigating on who's been filling up scuba tanks lately. And suspicious name on there. It's the thief. Why would she need to fill up scuba tanks if she can't deep sea dive? And why does she have this defogger? And so he leaves before banging her. Presumably. I think they banged before or during the swim session. And next morning, Angie Harmon, she's trying her best not to say, I told you so. Because she's still hurt because she knows that Hasselhoff loves this lady that he just met like 2 days ago. Well, I don't know if loves... But she knows he wants to bang her again. And Angie Harmon's upset because she wants to be the one getting banged by Hasselhoff. And so they're watching and they see a car drive up to her boat. And so they have the license plate run by Garner. And he's like, this guy is a fence. Oh no. The evidence just isn't looking good for her now. And... However, she wants out of the game. She wants this to be the last time. But the fence is like, no, you gotta give me at least another month. And then he's like, I know what you're doing with the money. You're paying your brother's lawyer fees. Because he's an embezzler. And she's like, he was framed! And get the hell out of here. I'm not gonna take your money. She's gonna turn her life around. Because she had the Hasselhoff cock. And once you have the Hasselhoff cock, everything changes. So as the fence is leaving the boat, the detective agency, the Hasselhoff detective agency, they stop him and said, okay, we know you're a fence, so give us the goods. Tell us that you're fencing jewelry for this lady. And at first he's trying to be like, oh, no, you got it all wrong. I'm clean now. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you want to tell that story to the police? And he's like, whoa, the police, no, I don't want to be arrested, yeah, it was her, she's gonna rob again tonight, please leave me out of it. And I'm not sure if they leave him out of it or they hand him over to the police. Because he is a fence, and he helped fence stuff, but I guess they don't have any proof that he did that, so... Now, Hasselhoff goes and he buys, like, a lot of expensive equipment that's supposed to help them catch her with night vision and all that. And, of course, everyone else is kind of upset about it, because they're like, dude, we never get paid, we finally get paid, and you spent most of it on this equipment that we'll probably never use again. Except for Photo Boy. He's all like, oh, yeah, this is cool. By the way, can I join? Can I help you guys tonight? And they're all like, okay, fine, whatever. So, I guess Photo Boy's not an official member of the Hasselhoff Detective Agency, but he's just kind of like a hanger-on. So he joins them, and they're there. They're using their night goggles, kind of. Angie Harmon doesn't really know how to use it. And Hasselhoff, he's swimming underwater. He's deep-sea diving, and he sees her, and he chases after her. But, oh no, there's a boat coming. And, you know, boats, they've got those little propellers underneath that can chop you up. Maybe not fully chop you up, but cut you up pretty bad. But there's also another thing that is underneath it before the propeller. And luckily, the thief, she only runs into that part and gets knocked unconscious. So she doesn't get chopped up. But luckily, Hasselhoff is there to save her because she's knocked unconscious, so she'll drown. So he gets her to safety and revives her, and here come the police. Sorry, baby. Hasselhoff would have liked to bang you again, but you're a criminal. So off to the slammer you go. So Hasselhoff, he's playing pool by himself. Very sad. And Angie Harmon comes up to him and is like, you know, it's not so bad as you think, because, you know, her brother is in jail for embezzlement, and she thinks he's innocent. So she was really only robbing people to pay for the lawyer fees. So that's not so bad, right? And Hasselhoff's like, meh. She's still a thief. So, I mean, he's got a point. Like, she might have had good intentions, but we all know good intentions pave the road to hell. And bad intentions, I don't know. What road does the bad intentions pave? We never learned that. I would like to know that. So, you know, he's still upset because whatever reason she had, she's still a thief. And that is true. And Angie Harmon, she can't think of how to make it better, so she buys him a beer. The end. Another Baywatch Nights episode that just kind of ends flat on a, okay. Like, is that all there is? Is that all there is to it? Apparently that's all there is. So, yeah. Not one of the better Baywatch Nights episodes, but not horrible either. So, this one gets a thumbs in the middle, I guess. I don't know. I haven't been giving, like, these episodes ratings or thumbs or anything. I want to give it the finger. But, yeah, whatever. If you don't know the drill by now, velvetal@hotmail.com. Or leave a comment in the comment section if you're listening on YouTube. Or are you watching on YouTube? See, that's always the weird thing. I don't know how you handle podcasts on YouTube. Because I do listen to podcasts on YouTube. But would you still consider it watching because it's on YouTube? But, like, some of the podcasts I quote-unquote watch, there's not any actual video of me. There's just the graphic. So you're probably not like really like paying attention straight at the graphic. You're probably just mindlessly like cleaning the house or something and you forgot you had this podcast even on. So, but yeah, leave comments or do something. I don't know. Let me know that you're out there listening to me, cuz it's sad. Makes me sad thinking that I might just be speaking into the void. But as always, and I swear I mean it, I love you all.